Now, drones have become a key tool in the work of several large tech firms and local authorities. And today, Dublin City Council launches its Dublin Drone Innovation Partnership to look at how best to integrate these flying robots into the urban environment. The council already has a dedicated drone unit, and drones are used in several divisions, including construction, traffic management and emergency response. Tom Curran is the head of the Survey and Mapping Division in Dublin City Council, which includes this new corporate drone unit. He spoke to our reporter Ethna Dodd about how drones are used by the local authority.
We have five drones, different types, and we have nine certified pilots who are registered with the Irish Aviation Authority. Primarily, we do a lot of survey work. We do a number of roof and building inspections. We do a lot of work for dangerous buildings, having a look at buildings that are inaccessible. We do some work along key walls, which accessibility is quite difficult to get to, obviously, because of the river. And the City Council then, Dublin Fire Brigade, is under the remit there, so they use it quite regularly to assess incidents, live incidents from above, to give the firefighters a different angle. And the civil defence would use it quite regularly for search and rescue missions. A drone can get into places humans can't in certain cases, primarily from height. A lot of the places a drone can access, if we wanted to access, we would have to hire plant or machinery, like a cherry picker, for example, to get up to certain heights. It's just the speed as well that they can fly around the object that we're looking to scan or to photo. Yeah, it's just it's the accessibility issue that makes life much easier for us.
That's Tom Curran there, and Jamie Cudden is Smart City Programme Manager with Dublin City Council. He's on the line as well now. Jamie, good morning.
Morning. Lovely to speak to you today.
Tom really gave us a good idea there of how transformative really drones have been in much of the work that you do in the local authority.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we've just seen a huge increase in the use of drones over the last number of years. And as Tom says, you know, it's incredible what you can use them for in ways that we could never have imagined, you know, 5-10 years ago. So, yeah, really helping us deliver better services. But also, we're seeing a big increase just in the use of drones from private companies as well, you know, in terms of delivering blood supplies across the city. There's a company called Wing started some of those services for hospitals around South Dublin. And then even takeaways, we're starting to see companies, you know, deliver takeaways and coffees in parts of the city. So Dublin and Ireland is an absolute leader in drone technologies. And
you know,
that's
really
why we're really excited.
And tell us a little bit more as well about the purpose of the partnership that you're talking about today.
Absolutely. So as we see this massive increase, we're kind of thinking, okay, you know, if you think about airspace, you know, for airplanes, what about that low space, you know, where we're seeing drones flying? So, you know, this partnership with Maynooth University, Research Ireland, the Irish Aviation Authority and the City Council is really unique in that we're working together to say, how can we design what the future of cities looks like for drones and being a model of best practice internationally? So how do we make sure that this is, you know, delivered in a way that, you know, people are comfortable with, you know, because people might have issues with maybe noise or security, privacy around drones and safety. So we need to get this right because, you know, if this is going to scale and be successful for cities, people have to accept it. And as a city, we have to play a leading role in terms of making sure it works properly for everyone.
Yeah, and I wonder about who should be in charge of this. Is it, you know, you're talking about issues like privacy, security, safety. There are strict rules, aren't there, and regulations which are controlled, as I understand it, by the Aviation Authority. So, you know, where are the demarcation lines between what you want to do and what they do?
Absolutely. And the Irish Aviation Authority absolutely plays the key role. And they use guidance from Europe as well, which is really important. But, you know, the City Council will play a key role in this in the future. And I guess this is also new. We're kind of almost co-designing it as we go along. No city in the world or aviation authority in the world has figured out exactly how this should work. So this is a world's first, and we're keen to design it in a way that's fit for purpose and benefit citizens and communities.
So I think we get, you know, what you're talking about in terms of using drones in work in the local authority. We get the idea of delivering your coffee or your takeaways. Tell me, what are drone taxis?
Oh, drone taxis. Yeah, that's drone taxis. I mean, that's coming down the line, maybe 10-15 years, but in some jurisdictions they're starting to pilot and test some of these. So basically it's a taxi that flies. It's electric most likely, and it will be used for short trips. So it's kind of
carrying a human, not a coffee.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's it could be very effective for rural areas or connecting parts of Ireland.
Hang on a sec. Are you saying the drone will drop down in my front garden? I'll hop into this little capsule and it'll deliver me to where I want to go.
But we'll have to design these new vertiports. So, you know, I think we'll probably be working with the Dublin Airport Authority and others to say, well, what do these vertiports look like? You know, how could you, you know, get into Dublin Airport and then a short trip somewhere else in the city? So this is all very futuristic. But, you know, what we find is the technology is moving so fast at a pace we've never seen before. So, you know, for cities, we just need to get ahead of the curve. And I think that's why it's great to have these type of partnerships.
Wow. And you say it's coming and coming shortly. A decade?
Yeah.
Wow.
Possibly, yeah, for sure.
It's all fascinating and kind of scary as well. Jamie Cuddon, Smart City Programme Manager with Dublin City Council. Thank you very much.